We're doing Makos, we're up to Daf Gimel and Alf the Mishnah. Midinanu b'ishpani shuchiyav l'chaviro elef zuz al menat liten lo mikan mat 30 yom. We testify that Charlie over here owes his friend Jack 1,000 zuz and he has to pay him within 30 days. V'hu me'o mikan mat 10 shanim. And he says, ridiculous. I took the loan from Jack, but I have 10 years to pay back the 1,000 zuz. And then they were found to be zomimim. Omedin, we evaluate kama adam rotzel iten ve'yubi yado elef zuz benotnan mikan v'adam ediyom benotnan mikan v'adeser shanim. How much would a person be willing to pay to have that extension? If you were given two choices, you could have a loan for 30 days, you could have a loan of 1,000 zuz for 10 years. So, how much is that extension worth to you? That's what they were going to make him lose, that value. So that's what the Mishnah says. You want to evaluate how much they have to pay. You evaluate how much it would be worth it to him to pay to have that extra time. Okay, it's a good question. It's an interesting question. Because today when you take a loan, when you take a mashkanta, when you take a loan to buy a house, so on such a size of money, if you want to take a mashkanta for 10 years, so you pay approximately 4% a year. So you're paying a lot of money. And it ends up being 4%. You end up paying in 10 years about 40%. In 20 years, you end up paying double your loan back. So you say, wow, but it ends up being a really good deal because your house appreciates in value and you can get rent during that time and the money you're saving in rent because you own a house. Meaning, then you own it. Look, I've been renting for 10 years. So let's say I started off paying $2,400, now I'm paying $3,200 or $3,500, somewhere around there. So figure, let's say the average is about $3,000 each year is $36,000 shekel, times 10 years, I already paid over $250,000 shekel, and I don't own anything. If I would have taken a mashkanta 10 years ago, so I would have paid a little bit more, but after 10 years, I half own the house. Right? So it's not such a wow, you know. There's a reason why it's worth it to take a mashkanta. So that's what I'm saying here. The difference in 10 years can be a difference of 50% of the money. Meaning having 1,000 zuz for 10 years could be worth 500 zuz or 400 zuz. That's a lot of money, but it is worth it. You see today how we're willing to do it. We take mashkanta, we take mortgages. Back to our Gemara. Why did I tell you that? So that when you guys get married, you should buy a house right away. Yeah. Within your means, but yes. So that after 10 years, you own something. I didn't say where. That, you know, the specifics you'll see.
And where else? Yeah. You think you could buy one in Jerusalem?
Depends on what your financial means are. I'm just saying, you have to factor that when you buy and pay a mashkanta, you could end up with a mashkanta that's... You could end up paying a mortgage that's almost identical and sometimes even cheaper than rent, but at the end of the 20 years, you own what you're living in.
Yeah, but can a chassan who's getting minimum wage afford a mashkanta? Is a mashkanta for him?
So that, you're asking specifically, is it shaykh or isn't it shaykh? Very often, from the gifts of the wedding, you have enough to make a down payment, and you can have an apartment, which you can. It depends on each person's financial status. And there are times when the government will subsidize half the apartment. There used to be such things. Up until Benjamin Netanyahu's last time in office. But the government used to subsidize buying in all kinds of places. So, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hamalveh et Chavro l'Eser Shanim, Shvi'it Meshamat Eto. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, if a person gives a loan to his friend for 10 years, so Shemitah nullifies the loan. Wow, that sounds wild, right? So who's going to give a loan for 10 years? Even though the rule is, when does Shemitah null a loan? Shemitah nulls a loan when you say, I want to collect. Comes the Torah and says, don't collect. Don't come charging your friend or your brother, because Hashem says Shemitah. Shemitah means let go of the loans. So technically, we say that the loan has to have come to term, It has to be a situation where lo yigo supplies, where the Torah says don't collect, meaning you had a right to collect, and then Shemitah comes and says don't collect. But if I don't have a right to collect yet, just like Shemitah doesn't annul the loan I'm going to give tomorrow, so too Shemitah doesn't annul the loan I only have to collect tomorrow. So how come over here Shemitah annuls a loan if the collection time hasn't come yet? So he says a far out chiddush. He says, Sof ati lidei lo igos. But ultimately you will come to collect the loan that's in existence today. So that's why the Torah says, don't collect, because Shemitah came across the loan. Even though the collection time is 3 years down the road. I don't care. Don't collect. That's what he wants to say. Mativ Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana asks, wait a second. That can't be so. Our Mishnah contradicts that. What does our Mishnah say? If he had a loan for 10 years, and they say the loan was only for 30 days, we evaluate how much would you pay to have a loan for 10 years. According to this, you'd pay the full sum, because a loan for 10 years is worth a gift. He can never collect. That doesn't make sense, right? Omedin, our Mishnah says, Kama adam rotze liten mi yehu elef zuz biyado ben niten mikan vad lam diyomu ben niten mikan vad eser shanim. We evaluate how much is it worth it to a person to have a loan for 10 years as opposed to 30 days. V'yamrit shvit neshamato. And if you're going to tell me that shvit annuls the loan, kulunami bay shlumilei, so then he should have to pay the full sum. Because that's what they were trying to take away from him. Had he had a 10-year loan, he would have never had to pay back. Now that it's a 30-day loan, he has to pay back. According to Rav Yehuda's Chiddush, when you have a 10-year loan, you never have to pay it back, because Shemitah comes in the middle and annuls the loan. So if I could get a 10-year loan, that's the equivalent of getting a gift. So our Mishnah should have said that they tried to make him pay back a loan which would have become a gift. The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says evaluate the difference. Well, according to this, the difference is 100%. I could have had the 1,000 zuz in my pocket and he would have never collected. And now I have to pay it back. So the Mishnah doesn't say that. Yeah? So the Gemara says, Rava says, okay, I'll figure out a way out. Our Mishnah is talking about a situation where he took collateral or he gave over his documents to the court. Ditnan, because the Mishnah says in Shvius, Amalveh al Mashkon v'Moser Shtarotav LeBetin in Mashmitin. If you take collateral, or the courts, you give over to the courts the responsibility to collect, so then Shemitah doesn't annul the loan. Why? Because the prohibition of collecting is on an individual. It's not on the courts. So if I give over the courts, I tell them you're responsible for collecting my loans. Okay, so then Shemitah doesn't get involved. If I have collateral, so then the Torah says, don't go charging him the loan. I'm not charging him. I have his Rolls Royce. You want your Rolls Royce, you pay me. I'm not charging you. It's no problem. Leave it by me. I have a good collateral. I always say take a good collateral, right? A guy wants to borrow your scissors, ask for his tudat zehut. No problem. Bring it back in 5 minutes. 5 minutes, no problem. I'll give you back your tudat zehut. Ever since I do that, I always get my scissors back. Okay, so same thing here. Shemitah, no problem. Keep the scissors. I'll keep the tudat zehut.
They're saying that the beitin has the right of collection?
Correct. One can give over the collection rights to the courts, and then they collect on his behalf.
Why would the courts do that?
Why? Because, let's say, Jack comes to me and says, I need a 10-year loan. Or I need a 2-year loan, and Shemitah is going to come. So why should I give him a loan? I know Shemitah is going to get in the way.
So you're saying they volunteer the services in order to prevent it?
Correct. That was an institution of Hillel called Pruz Bul. What does Pruz Bul mean? Pruz means the fixing. Bul means the wealthy. So Hillel made a Pruz Bul, Pruz But. Pruz Buli, Pruz Buti. He fixed the situation for the wealthy and the poor, because everyone was losers. The wealthy wouldn't give loans because they said, we're never going to get it back. You guys are going to wait till Shemitah, and then you'll say goodbye. And so the poor were losers because they couldn't get the loans. So everyone was a loser. The wealthy were transgressing, the poor were not getting loans. Came along Hillel and said, okay, we're going to provide a new service. Everyone could give over their collections to the courts, and we'll collect.
Nice. So even though the Malveh still the Malveh, since he doesn't have the right of collection, then he's exempt from Lo Yigosh.
Lo Yigosh, yeah. So that's I explained according to Rashi. Tosus wants to discern between a Prusbul and Moser Shtaros of the Beis Din. Okay.
What would be the difference between them? They sound the same.
The question is it set up the way I just said, or is the setup a little differently? Like that, Eino no lekarkos. You can never really overprice land. And the courts, when they do a prusbul, what the courts really do is they say, okay, we're taking from you the palata, that little square cubicle under your fridge. Now that square cubicle, if we would rent it out for 30 years, we can make back the 1,000 shekel you own. So you could say, theoretically, it's worth 1,000 shekel, right? So now we're going to consider it as though we already collected on the loan. And some want to say that that's how it works, because the Mishnah says you have to own a modicum of land in order for Prusbul to work. That the borrower has to have some property. And then according to that, it's not that they kept the loan, it's that they considered it as though it were collected. The courts would say, look, we really collected it already from your property. It's considered as though we have it already.
So what is the loan that he actually collects called?
Now we come to you and say, hey buddy, pay up.
What is that?
It's a halachic way. Bezdin can come and say, we're taking away your house. Bezdin can come and say, we're taking away your car. Right. So Bezdin comes and says, now give us the money. But we're not collecting the old loan. The old loan we already collected because we confiscated your property. We could do whatever we want, sure.
That's what it is. It's just stop taking money.
It's a halachic loophole in order to help the poor in the end. Because
right.
So, otherwise no one's going to give them a loan. But the Hillel saw that...
this sum of money just happens to be the same amount of money that they borrowed.
Right. Okay, I'm saying, but they worked it out.
Right, as in... it's the same.
Okay. So, Ika de Amri, others say, Amar v'yudam al-shmonem al-vet chavro le-esr-shnim, en shvit me-shamatoto. V'af agav dati de-li lo-igos, ha-shtemiyat lo-karin be-lo-igos. We have a quote that goes the exact opposite. And that's how we go la-alocha. That if you have a 10-year loan, being that it's not due yet, so Shemitah doesn't affect it. Amar Rav Kahana, Sri Rav Kahana said, afanan namit nina, yeah, our Mishnah also supports that. עומדים כמה אדם רוצה ליתן ויהיו עליו זוז בידו וניתן מכאן ועד למד יום וניתן מכאן ועד עשר שנים. You see our Mishnah says you evaluate how much is it worth it to a person to pay to have the money for 10 years as opposed to 30 days. ועמד שביט נשנתו כולו נמי בי לשלום אליי. And if you tell me that Shvius annuls the loan, so then they should really have to pay everything because otherwise he would have gotten away with everything. עמד רבה says no, our Mishnah is not a proof. You could say that our Mishnah is talking about a scenario where you collect anyways. Why? Either because you have a mashkon, collateral, or because you gave your documents over to the courts. Hacha b'ma'eskinan, Rava says, our Mishnah is talking about a scenario where b'malveh la mashkon, you took a collateral on the loan, uv moser shtotav lebedin, or a person who gave his documents over to court. Titnan, as the Mishnah says, ha'malveh la mashkon v'moser shtotav lebedin, en mashmitin. If you give a loan based on collateral, or you give your documents to the courts, it doesn't annul it. So we have two quotes. Either Shmuel said, Shvius does annul a loan, even though the due date hasn't come yet, it's only going to come in 3 years. And the second quote says it does not affect the loan, that the due date has not come, and that's how we go, la halacha.